All right, good morning, folks. Back here on this Tuesday morning, July 2nd, 2019, about to hit the 7:40 a.m. mark. And with me back again for the third time, I believe, ladies, right?
Yeah.
Is the Child Abuse Prevention Council of San Lake County. With me is Jennifer Jezequel, and Mrs. Dumas, Amy Dumas here also. You were tardy, weren't you?
I was tardy, sorry. But
okay.
It was because I was bringing you some swag.
Some swag, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something bright for the summer maybe, huh?
Yep.
Okay. So you've had many events. Let's recap the camp that you had. Was it just a couple weeks ago? Not too long ago.
2 weeks ago, Friday.
Yeah. And that event obviously went off with a pretty good turnout there. Not bad, right?
The weather, I mean, people were looking out for us. I mean, upstairs, people were looking out for us. Weather was great. We had 85 girls and 56 boys. And it's the second year for our boys' camp. So our boys' camp increased by 20 kiddos from last year, and we're very impressed with that.
Yeah, you were hoping for more boys to be involved, you know, because the girls tend to come out more so for this. So.
And the girls' camp is kind of established because we've had it a little bit longer. And the cool thing is we have kiddos that are aging out. And I ran into one at the kids' festival here for the Thumb Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really disappointed because she couldn't come back next year. And I says, well, you know, we always look for camp leaders.
Right.
You can always come back. And she was so excited to hear that she could be involved still.
And my daughter went and she had a lot of fun. By the end of the day, though, I said, she just kind of looked drained. I goes, what's wrong with you? You didn't have a good time? She goes, yeah, I had a great time. I'm just tired. I said, well, they did get up early, you know. She did love the pancakes in the morning, she said. That's her favorite breakfast, I guess. She knows how to make them now. She says, yeah, but at least I didn't have to make them. Mm-hmm. She had fun with that, and just the interaction with other new girls. She had some friends that attended also, meeting new people, and then, you know, the message that was there, it did come to her. She goes, I know I've heard it from you over and over, you know. It's like basically the same message, but I guess, like, you can't hear it enough there, yeah. Lola. So
yeah.
But other than that, they had a lot of fun, so.
We did too.
It's a fun day.
That was at Camp Cavell, by the way, folks.
Yep.
Fantastic venue.
Yeah.
Wonderful partner.
And
for sure.
How long has this been going on now for the Child Abuse Prevention Council?
For the girls, this is the fourth year.
Fourth year, okay.
Yeah, it's the fourth year, and this would have been the second year for the boys. So it has really grown every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're already spearheading dates for next year with Camp Cavell and our staff, and looking at maybe changing it a little bit where girls might be on one day and boys on the other. We're working it out. We want to be able to take, you know, as many kiddos as we can. You know, there's budgets that we have to be mindful of.
Yeah.
But we're thinking of different options of, you know, servicing more kiddos.
Although I have a problem with my laundry. the new towel that you gave her.
Did it bleed?
I accidentally put it in with some of my white t-shirts. And well, now I'm ready for the summer, I guess, with a pink there.
Well,
I had to remind myself.
And we want to thank you for being our advertising and public speaking partner. So we've brought you a staff t-shirt today.
I'm not part of the staff, am I?
Well, but you're part of our group of people.
I hope it fits.
Yeah, well, we have two different sizes because we weren't very good judge.
Let me see. This is a jersey? So.
Yeah.
Sure, medium would be okay. Well, what is it? 100% cotton?
Yeah, we have a medium and a large, so I didn't know if you wanted your size public.
I don't know. My mama's cooking came over. That Mexican food is still the tortillas and leftover
rice. You pick
rice.
Which one you want. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So we have another event coming up. Well, this will be back next year, obviously, right?
Absolutely.
The Empowerment Camp.
It's an annual event.
So that's great. So again, we have another fundraiser, an event coming up here. This is one of the most important ones for the Child Abuse Prevention Council, by the way. You can come out swinging, and this is the Tea for Two causes, right?
Yeah, so programs like our camp, the baby pantry, the community baby shower, all of our efforts are partially funded by the Safe Partnership Millage and grants, and some of our grants have match money, so we have to fundraise too so that we have enough funds to get everything that we want to do for our community in. So this is our largest fundraiser of the year. It's maybe our funnest fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are looking for people that want to be involved in some way for two great causes, the child abuse, the prevention side, and the intervention side with our Child Advocacy Center.
And this will be held at Lakeview Hills in Lexington. Was it held there in the past several years, or you try to move around?
Quite a bit ago.
Yeah.
So we are trying to move our events around this year. We've moved almost all of them to a different location because we're a countywide organization to kind of spread the love to different communities. So this is our first time in Lexington in quite some time.
It's beautiful, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to be on the South Course, we found out. So
my game is not beautiful, but...
Neither is
mine. And it's
mine.
All about fun,
yeah.
Eddie.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
We have, in our sponsorship levels, we have so far 3 platinum sponsorships that have come in from Bisher Ready Mix, Nutrien Egg Solution, and the Good Timers have provided a fun... exciting little twist to our golf outing this year with
it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, it's a little surprise. So
it's 18 holes of golf. Luncheon will be provided, free snacks and water on the course, and prizes for men, women, and mixed divisions. So it'll be men and women is encouraged to come on out, of course. Raffles and a lot of prizes also. Can people still sign up right now?
Well, we can take a couple more teams. We're getting pretty full on our teams.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm happy to hear
awesome.
That. That's awesome.
But yeah. our very firm deadline would be at noon tomorrow.
Okay.
So because we have to give the golf course lots of time for numbers for food and things, so we've turned in everything we have so far, and then we still can take sponsors and prize donations. So if someone's out there that has a small business or something that they want to give a little prize, we sell tickets to a prize board, and then people get a small token or prize, and that's a big financial piece to our outing too.
That's just like a little bit of the raffles and prizes that's put together there.
Some good stuff in there too.
By the way, you can go to the website. I have it on a Facebook page this morning. I put it on there. There's a link right there. You can go to sandlakechild.org and click on the events section, and I'll click it right now, and it'll pop up. You can see more information about the T for Two causes also with the Sand Lake County Child Abuse Prevention Council, and also the other activities that are coming up very soon also. So you can still sponsor this, or can they come out? Is there a dinner or anything like that?
We haven't promoted that they could come out and just eat, because we have to give them a reservation.
That's right, yeah. Well, you already got a lot of golfers as it is. How many teams total were you trying to take, hoping to fill?
Well, the max for a course is 36, 2 per hole, and we have 23 as of this morning.
Okay. So the max is what?
36.
36.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 23 right now.
Yep.
All right. So players added that. Is it a four-person scramble?
Yeah, four-person scramble.
Oh, so that's 23 teams times four people.
Right. Yes.
That's a lot of people there.
It is.
So that's not bad. Yeah. And they intend to have fun there. And, of course, they come there to raise funds for this good organization, by the way. Go to the events section, news and events section. You'll see all the information there, T for Two causes. Pretty much you're just looking for sponsorships now, right? Other than a couple more teams that are coming in.
If there are people that want to play and have fun, we will take them. But the sponsorship part is what we're looking for, along with prize donations.
And what type of sponsorships are you looking for?
So our sponsorship levels are platinum for a $500 donation. The gold sponsor is our whole. You'd have a advertisement on the A hole at the course. That's a $250 donation. The silver sponsorship is a $150 donation, and we have smaller signs that are at our specialty tents for those people. Our cart or bronze sponsor is $100, and then we have a friend of Capsy sponsor for $75, and then of course our donations of prizes for our prize board.
All right, this is Thursday, July 11th, so you can sign up. Hard deadline is tomorrow. If you want to be a team or you want to be a sponsor, that's tomorrow. Is a hard deadline, because they got to get these made up.
These signs made up.
It takes a little time to make this up, especially there can be a lot of signs out there. So 9 a.m. is shotgun start at Lakeview Hills Golf Course. It's, of course, right there by Lexington. It's between Lexington and Croswell. You can't miss it. I've been there many times. Unfortunately, have not been able to shoot very well there, but I have a lot of fun. It's one of the most beautiful courses out there. It's Thursday, July 11th, And again, the hard deadline tomorrow. Cost per player is $90 per player. Not bad. Mm-hmm. And $360 per team also. That's four to a team. And what is this, a scramble?
Yeah, yes. Best ball scramble.
Best ball. Mm-hmm. So get that best player, best putter.
Exactly.
And play off your partners, because I did another event this past Saturday up in Huron County. And we got second place in our flight, which meant our little bit of a, you know, I'm not a great golfer, but we played good partner golf and had a lot of fun. So, you know, there's a lot of golf scrambles out there. This is one I advise you to participate, especially if you're from Stanley County or even outside the listening area. This is the 9th annual, isn't it?
Yep. This has been going on for a long time.
When was the last time this was at Lakeview Hills?
Well, I golfed there with my aunts fresh out of high school, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
For
this cause.
Yeah.
Last year, where was it at?
Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills, okay.
Yeah, because it's not always been called the Tee for Two Causes. The golf outing's been going on a lot longer than 9 years, I know, because it was just for the benefits. The benefactors of the golf outing have changed over time.
Yeah. It's reformatted like a lot of our events have.
So after this event, what is coming up next for the next big fundraiser?
Taste of the Thumb is our next big fundraiser.
What would that be, Mel? It obviously involves food.
Yep. And it's in the last Sunday in January. Okay. And it'll be, last year we moved to Peck, and that worked out good. It was with our community partners and stuff.
Nice, so big venue down
big
there.
Venue. So we have tentatively rescheduled it to go there. And but our next big community service event, because we do both, is the community baby shower, and that's the first Monday in November.
All right, go to stanleychild.org. For the San Lake County Child Abuse Prevention Council, again, to remind people, what are the services that the whole building encompasses? I know there's different blocks. Amy, what do you run there?
So I do the prevention piece. So that is the two baby pantries in Sandusky and Croswell.
And the baby pantries consist of what?
So the baby pantries are places where any mama from San Lake County can come, and everything is donated there, so they can get an allotment of diapers and wipes twice a month in Sandusky.
They go through
once
them quick.
Once a month in Croswell for the summer, but then in the wintertime we're open twice a month in Croswell, and they go through a lot of that stuff. Yeah. And then we have clothing from 0 to 6. We even have a small closet of maternity clothes for moms. So if there's things that families need, what we get through donation is all we have to give away, and our donations have been really plentiful.
That's a good thing.
We have some key people that donate, that they give us amazing things. So outside of the baby pantries, I do the prevention program in the schools, and we do projects like the community baby shower. We had 3 venues this summer, local festivals and the fair, that were giving away bike helmets for kids. So there's a safety portion of the prevention.
So that'll
too.
Be this coming fair, right?
Yeah.
You'll be doing that. Where will that be going on? In the merchant building there?
So we do it in the community tent at the fair. And we will also be Friday, August 2nd, I believe it is, at the Deckerville Festival. They have the family fair put on by the hospital at the school. We'll be there doing car seat checks.
Car seat checks and bike
Jen
helmet
and her husband do the car seat checks for us, and then we'll do the bike helmets there too. Those services are all free to families.
Free to families, and again, we'll announce that when we get the information again. So get involved with that. You, Jennifer?
Yep. I am on the intervention side of things. Mm-hmm. So the Child Advocacy Center. So when bad things happen, kids allege abuse of some sort, law enforcement and DHS, Child Protective Service workers, will make a referral to us. And we have a team. We forensically interview kids. Mm-hmm. And forensically interviewing a child is non-leading questions. You let them tell what happened.
Right, to figure out the story, first of all. Sometimes the story does a little bit twisted, and sometimes it's not. You're trying to get the right information.
Yeah, exactly. You let them tell the story. There's a protocol, that a pretty important protocol that we follow here in Michigan, and we invite a team. It's a multidisciplinary team of a prosecutor's office, law enforcement, Child Protective Services, if that involves them. In our office, we have our own victim advocate. We have a therapist, and myself, and people that can really help that kid through any traumatic situation to make things, you know, a little better for them and cope a little better.
And if they need information or if they want to reach out to you, how do they get all of you?
So we're actually housed in the health department building.
Okay.
So if there's any questions or concerns, or they can get us hold of us there at 810-648-4098. I'm at extension 155. Amy's in, we share a office, so she's in 144. We're right next
to
each
other. That's why you're always hanging out, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're in the same big office. But yeah. Any questions or concerns, or, you know, if they need any recommendations, we have lending library of books. If families don't know how to talk to their kids about...
I'm right here.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Exactly.
Thank goodness my wife is a nurse, so she can talk that out. So.
That's important,
But I do tell my daughter, I'll tell you one thing about what's on that kid's mind right now with you. You know, I said, exactly what your daddy thought at that age, okay? You don't want to know. So, but I tell her stuff like that. I say, hey, be aware. And I've already told her, you know, what happens, you know, I know some people don't like violence or anything like that. I deal with it in my own way. I say, what happens when a guy puts on his hands on you? And you know what to do, right? She goes, and she just showed me the old kick motion. I goes, exactly. All right.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. No means no, okay?
Right, exactly. And our partner in the SAFE partnership that we're in, that is funded through the millage, is the Evis Place Shelter and the SAFE Council.
Yeah. Mm.
And they offer little shaver self-defense classes.
Well, they do. Okay.
Yes. So those are
for
some
kids, too?
Mm-hmm. Kids and women.
In case of abduction, right? Yeah. And all that. It's sad that it does actually happen in this in the thumb area. That can happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a couple instances already, so.
There's one in mind of when the next women's one is, but she's got one of those, too.
Yeah.
In my mind of when the next women's one is, but she's got one of those, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, kick them in the shin is a good one, too. I'm just saying.
But, yeah.
It's something I learned.
Yeah. It's important to, you know, have personal boundaries.
Yes.
But also tell a safe person.
Right.
You know, don't hold that in your, you know, inside of yourself. Tell a safe person.
And in our prevention program that's in the schools, we call them safe adults, and we identify who they can be.
Great.
For kids, so they know.
All right, go to sandlightcountychild.org. This is housed in the health department building, which is located
on Dawson Street.
That way, okay, that's right. That's the building
from the fairgrounds.
That's right.
Yeah.
So not too far. Do you walk right over there practically sometimes because of the parking or not?
No.
Nah.
We usually have quite a bit of
items usually
to drag with us.
Bike helmets or something with us, so we have to drive.
Maybe a taxpayer should get it. Maybe should just grab a golf cart, maybe, and they take one over.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. But we want to point out that T42 Causes is deadlines tomorrow. Hard deadline for sponsors for teams. The event is Thursday, July 11th, 9 a.m. shotgun start at Lakeview Hills Golf Course, Lexington. You know where it's at. $90 per caller, per player, that is, and $360 per team. Any questions, you can call Amy, 810-648-4098, extension 144. That's 810-648-4098, extension 144. If you did not catch that, you can go to the website, Sanlac County, or that's sanlacchild.org. That's sanlacchild.org. And click on the events, or just go to the Sanlac child.org, and you'll find all the phone numbers and information there. All right, ladies, thank you very much for coming in, and I'm sure you'll be back in here.
Oh, yeah.
For our next event coming up. Very interested in the family, you know, the homecoming things. It's nice to see that your ladies are still continuing to do the calls. You know, it's obviously a lot of staff in there that works in this department, right? You're all squeezed in there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You said you wanted to bring your director. You want to shout out to him?
Yeah. So Brian Wilkie is our director. He happens to also be the health officer at the health department building. So, but he's been very supportive, longtime board member, recent Diana Schaefer retired as our director at the end of last year, and he took on the reins, and it's I'm sure it's
And you've been driving him nuts, right?
No. Yeah, I'm sure. An office full of ladies.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe he doesn't know what he got into yet.
Yeah. No, he's a good guy, very laid back, is a very good listener, and we appreciate that.
Great. Yeah. All right, folks, be sure to check out T42 Causes, a big fundraiser, one of the biggest ones. Go out and golf for a good cause. Thursday, July 11th. Deadline is tomorrow if you want to sponsor or get a team in. A couple of teams are going to be accepted here. Ladies, thank you.
Thank you.
Amy Dumont and Jennifer Jezequel, the Sanlac County Child Abuse Prevention Council. Thank you for stopping in.
Thanks.